People never reject you, actually. They only reflect to you your own rejection. So if you don't reject something within yourself, you will not send that energy out. I'm rejectable, or this part of me is rejectable. In other words, only things that are suppressed within you will express themselves externally to show you the truth about yourself. So whatever comes is just an information about what's going on inside of you. That's it. That's how you shape your reality. That's how you shape relationship with people, through inner work. And if you can fully integrate all the parts of you, all the parts, own them and accept them, I promise you, you will not experience that kind of rejection in your closest surrounding, because you will not have to. It's not something you will have to work on.
You are an author. You're a keynote speaker. You wrote a book called Recreate Yourself.
Correct.
And it's all about self-love.
Yes.
And self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a great first question to start with is, what does self-love mean to you?
Oh, I love that question. And everyone, and there is no right or wrong way to describe it, really. It's whatever that feels to you. But I feel we have such a lot of definitions of love and self-love. And those definitions are very often constructed by the conditioning, our experiences, whatever love and kind of love we experienced as kids. And it might mean something else consciously, and it might mean something very different subconsciously. But for me, self-love is really unconditional acceptance of whatever comes up to the surface without any judgment, without any interpretation, simply holding a space for ourselves and being present with whatever is.
Mm.
And if we would not have all these concepts of self, all these definitions of self, it would be much easier to simply be present with whatever comes up. But because we try to follow a certain idea of ourselves we've created, we often beat ourselves up for not being that person
yeah.
that we want to be, right? And this is where the lack of self-love begins.
So as kids, we have innate self-love?
I believe all the kids are naturally loving towards themselves and towards others. They have fully open heart, full curiosity, playfulness, the lack of judgment. And then whatever happens to them, unfortunately, shapes them in the way that will influence their entire life later on. So most of the things that we experience as adults and most of the liberation we try to create in our life is really unlearning, through unlearning everything that was constructed when we were little.
It's 100%. I feel that, because I remember when I was, let's say, a teenager, I thought I knew everything. And then later on, as you become an adult, you realize,
I don't know anything.
I don't know anything. And I have to unlearn so much.
Absolutely.
And I always wonder, is it just part of the Earth school, the Earth video game, that every person has traumas and has to unlearn certain things? Or was there supposed to be, let's say, an ideal way for a child to be raised, for a family to grow up in a way that wouldn't leave the child with traumas and anxieties and lack of belief and lack of self-love?
Mm.
I always kind of wonder philosophically, what is the supposed path if we weren't so manipulated and divided and taught all these different things that we have to unlearn? And I'm curious if you've ever thought of that.
Absolutely. And this is such a beautiful question. So thank you for framing it. You know, I believe that this path, this journey that is called life, is all about unbecoming. And you can look at it as if, you know, every one of us has this essence inside of us, this divine limitless, timeless purity that has access to universal knowledge and universal wisdom, that can be sick, that can be unwell. And this is very old, philosophy that exists there for many, many years. And so on top of or around that essence, we have constructed our personality, our belief systems, our alter egos, our masks. All that and every single part of it makes us more far away from that divine essence. And more we build our personality, less connection to the true sense, true awareness of who we are, we have. Because when you think about that, what is before the awareness, right? What is before the personality? What is before the thoughts? What happens before the feelings? If there is someone who is aware of that, what is it? What is it? And what is awareness being aware of awareness? Is it even describable? It's not. So it's nothing that, I wouldn't even say it's nothing. It's not a thing. It's something that is undescribable, uncatchable, unframable, that can be put in any definition because it's everything. And connection to that essence gives you access to everything. And so what this construct, life, I believe, was created in order to reconnect to that essence. This connection is there to experience the process of connection and the process of union. So it has to exist. The disconnection has to exist in order for us to experience the union with the divinity that exists within ourselves, right? But it's a long path. And so our experiences, of course, build that personality, build that masks and concepts, but also transgenerational traumas, because our this doesn't just start here. It starts way before in our family lineage, where all those things that our ancestors went through will be imprinted in our bodies when we are born through our parents, right? And so the process of discovering what has to be, I don't like to say removed because nothing is really separated, but dissolve within that essence, divine essence, wholeness of who we are, is, I believe, what we are here for. And that's the purpose of life.
Discovering that wholeness again.
Exactly, coming back, reconnecting, uniting, I would say, with that wholeness, with that divinity we all have within.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Where did your journey of reconnecting with wholeness begin for you?
My goodness, it was such a long journey. I had massive ego to deconstruct, first of all. People say about other people who have gigantic egos as something that is really wrong or bad, but it's really a defensive mechanism. So more your childhood was difficult, bigger will grow your ego as a defensive program, because your ego is only there to protect you. But the drive to get enlightenment give you ego itself.
Yes.
Right? So we need that ego. And so my sort of childhood wasn't the easy one. There was a lot of aspects of my childhood that made me extremely insecure, extremely disconnected to myself, and very afraid, very insecure, unsafe. I was constantly feeling a sense of unsafety within myself. I didn't want to be here. I didn't understand why this life was as it was. I couldn't understand people. And I had this abilities as a child, which I believe everyone has. We just forget and disconnect from it. But my whole sort of family lineage was psychic. So it was clairvoyance, clairaudience, healers. And I sort of, you know, was born into a family where my father was a medium. So I had a direct contact with the knowledge of energies, of frequencies, of spirits. And that absolutely terrified me. So it was too much for a child. I was afraid. I completely shut down that part of me. And so it resulted, that and many other things, it resulted in health issues. Because I didn't want to feel this body. I didn't want to feel whatever was there to be felt. I didn't want to feel the fear. So I was in a constant resistance of the feelings that was coming or being present within myself. And I had a heart disease. Then I developed an incurable autoimmune disease. And I was just surviving life. I was dealing with life. I was not fully living until there was a moment, one specific moment in my life when I just had enough of everything. And I said, you know what? I just can't function like that anymore. Like if I'm supposed to be sick for the rest of my life, so be it. But I stopped the chase. I stopped the sort of chase for otherness, really. Because from the moment I was sick, my goal became to cure myself. And I think it's everyone's goal, right? Whenever you are sick, you just want to cure yourself. But what that means is looking constantly to change who you are. And that attitude itself can't enable the healing.
Mm.
Because if you disconnect from something that is yours, you can't cure it. You actually blocked within your subconscious the information that there is something to be healed within your body, because you disconnect from your own disease. Not only that, you are upset with your own disease. You dislike your own disease. You're repulsed by it. And so you create all this negative energy you are sending towards yourself. So you stop the healing process within yourself. And that was the moment when I gave up that chase. I accepted for the first time that, okay, maybe this was my path, maybe this was my destiny to have that condition. And I sort of remember it was a time where I really stopped believing that there was something more. I stopped believing in, you know, this interconnected energy guiding us. But in the moment of the absolute desperation, I remember myself crying uncontrollably and be like, okay, if this is the way you want it to be, let's be it. Show me whatever you want to show me. I surrender. And I really surrendered.
Who were you talking to in that moment?
The universe.
The universe.
The universe. Yeah. Whoever was there, you know, in this moment, it's like God, universe. I don't like using the word God, but it's the same thing. It's that energy, that something beyond that connects everything and is aware of everything, right? And it's extremely intelligent. And within 2 weeks, I ended up in this Vipassana retreat by complete synchronicities. And I remember walking to the ashram and there was this old monk who looked at me and said, oh, Vipassana, very easy for you. You meditated many past lives. I'm like, okay, here we go. So now we are talking about past lives. But I started to meditate 7 hours per day and it was like coming back home. It was literally like coming back home. I could not believe it. Like everything started to like click in the right places within me. All my, the sensibility that I completely numbed as a child started to awaken. I started to have clairvoyant dreams, seeing energies, feeling for the first time in who knows how many years. And that initiated a complete healing process. Now it's been over 12 years. I haven't been on any medication.
It's incredible because you had the autoimmune disease for more than 8 years.
Yes.
And within 10 days, completely cured.
Pretty much. Yes.
How did you, was it a sensation? How did you know finally that, okay, it's done?
I just knew it. It was just like, but it wasn't even Vipassana. It was the acceptance. It was the acceptance of the disease and love towards the disease that allowed it to cure.
That is so fascinating.
It sounds so simple, but if you had a cancer and I tell you love your cancer, impossible, right?
Right, yeah.
And that's why people don't cure. But if you ask me, if whenever I have any condition in my body, and I strongly believe that any condition is the way to cure. Because our body, when you think about that, is designed to cure itself, right? When you scratch yourself, you heal. Why? Because your body is designed to heal itself no matter what, to survive. So your body will do everything to survive. There is even, I forgot how it's called professionally, but there is, if our body feels we are in danger or we are hurting ourselves, it puts us in coma.
No, wow.
Yes, to survive. Imagine that, right? So if you were hurting yourself, your body will put you in coma. And it's actually, I really need to find what was the professional name for it, but I was fascinated. And so I believe that every condition is there to cure something else, that we've been perhaps accumulating within our body, energy, blockage, trauma. It needs to evacuate it.
Mm.
And if we can do it consciously, it's going to do it subconsciously. And subconscious healing is through disease.
Subconscious healing is
happens through disease. And so in order to get yourself out of the way and allow this process to happen, you simply have to surrender. And whatever condition happens, it's like, thank you. Because I don't need to even understand what you are curing right now, what you are healing. But if it got to the point that I have to be sick, it means I was really not ready to process it consciously. And so I surrender to that process. And you send love, you send gratitude. Every single time, I even had COVID, I sent such amazing, just powerful, you know, love and gratitude towards that. And within a day, it was gone. Because it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to go for a long time. It will evacuate what it has to evacuate and it will be gone. But because we block that process by repulsing the disease and the condition, we can heal.
If you enjoyed this clip, check out the full conversation by searching for The James Zander Trip on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube, or use the link in the show notes. Look for episode 26 of The James Zander Trip. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful day.